The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And more. The Healthy Life Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Minneapolis Convention Center.
Your resource for health and wellness is Wellness Radio 1570, KDIZ Golden Valley, a service of Salem Media Group.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Looks like interest rates will continue their gradual rise. The new Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, about to testify before Congress. He'll tell lawmakers the outlook for the economy is strong, allowing the Fed to continue to slowly hike interest rates. People from all walks of life taking time to pay tribute to the late Reverend Billy Graham. His body lies in repose at his library in Charlotte, North Carolina. Religious media professionals from around the country are gathered in Nashville this week, attending their annual convention. It's the annual National Religious Broadcasters Convention. On Wall Street so far this morning, stocks have been mixed. Right now, the Dow is down about 2.5 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is off 9, and the S&P 500 Index currently off just a fraction of a point. This is SRN News.
What does wellness mean to you? Is it organic, fresh, or grass-fed? Is wellness strength training or flexibility? Is it aging well, work-life balance, quality health care? The word wellness is broad and subjective. Our goal at Wellness Radio 1570 is to simplify these sometimes complex topics to bring you a fun and informational radio station. We are Wellness Radio 1570, helping you to reach your personal goals. Find us online at TwinCitiesWellnessRadio.com.
The Twin Cities Wellness Station, Wellness 1570, is online at TwinCitiesWellnessRadio.com. Run your smartphone via our mobile app, which you download at your device's app store. We're on TuneIn and iHeartRadio. As well, those digital platforms always give you crystal clear reception no matter where you happen to be. And our forecast for today from the Eagle Wellness Studios, partly cloudy, 38. We'll see about the same thing near 40 again tomorrow. Like It Matters Radio with Mr. Black is live next.
Do you want to change your life? Change your destiny? Get the most out of life? Tune in Saturdays at 3 p.m. on Wellness Radio 1570 for the Big Money Club with Chris and Wayne. They'll be in the clubhouse filling you in on all the secrets and tips they've learned about making money, saving money, and making dreams come true. And they'll have a little fun along the way. Become a club member and join Chris and Wayne at 3 p.m. every Saturday on Wellness Radio 1570.
All City Agency. We don't sell insurance, we help you buy it. Expert advisors for your auto, home, and business insurance. All City Agency is a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Discover big discounts. All City Agency is an independent insurance agency and has access to 100 plus insurance carriers. Quality driven, value priced, superior service. All City Agency endorsed by Dave Ramsey, trusted by you. We don't sell insurance, we help you buy it. Call 651-484-1213 or find us at allcityagency.com.
Consider Montessori, an educational model that is founded on the premise that all children are natural learners with curiosity. Hand in Hand Christian Montessori specializes in one-to-one learning instead of one-size-fits-all. Montessori activities work with children's hands and minds at the precise, critical period of a child's development.
I'm learning to be a leader by helping younger students in my classroom.
Learning is so much better when it's hands-on.
At Hand in Hand, I get to make my own choices.
Schedule a tour now at Hand in Hand Christian Montessori, where
preschool, elementary,
junior high, private school,
homeschool students
love, learn, and lead. Call 651-784-7988 or go to hihcm.org.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer Service.
Hi, everybody. Randy from RB's Computer Service. Let's talk managed services. Managed services is when you let a company like ours take over the responsibilities of keeping all of your computers and servers protected and running efficiently. We keep your systems patched, keep antivirus protection on all of your systems, provide a way to filter out much of the malware, manage your backups, and most of all, keep you up and running. This is no easy task and takes you time. Time is money. If your server or even an important computer goes down, can you afford this? Let us take care of all this for you, and you can stay focused on being profitable. And don't forget, we also fix your PCs, Macs, cell phones, and tablets, too. Call us today at 763-441-3884. Once again, 763-441-3884, or find us on the web at rbsmn.com.
Giving your computer problems the boot. RB's Computer Service.
On the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? If you want to be inspired, get help in becoming all you can be, the time is now for Like It Matters Radio with your host, Mr. Scott V. Black.
It's a great day to be alive.
Welcome to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters, inspiration, education, and application. I am your blessed radio host, your radio life caddy. And you can call me Mr. Black. And today on Like It Matters Radio, we're going to be posing the question, broken or misled? Broken or misled? You know, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of people in our lives that have good intentions, but they are not leading properly. You know, a picture's worth a thousand words, and we speak the average of 120 to 150 words per minute. You know, I can get to 180. If you've listened to me long enough, you know, like, what did he just say? Yeah, sometimes my mouth cannot keep up with my head. I get it. But, you know, we have a lot of stuff going on in our heads and our hearts. And you think about it, a picture is the equivalent of 1,000 words. At 120 to 150 words per minute, one picture is the equivalent of 6 to 8 minutes of nonstop dialogue. And so one of my favorite sayings is, what you're doing speaks so loudly that people don't need to listen to a word you're saying. You know, in my training, likeitmatters.net, in my intensive training where I change people's lives, I use public speaking as a vehicle, as a way to push through other fears, known and unknown. We speak in an intense, loud volume, because if you're going to say something, say it so people can hear it. And so many people are mealy-mouthed. They talk without moving their lips. They talk with low energy, so that way if it's rejected, they don't put themselves out there too much. So we have people speak up. And, man, as loud as I am, as intense as I am, as much respect that I command, there are a lot of people that still sometimes have a tough time hearing me. And I always ask the question, how hard is it to listen to more than one person at a time? And people say, oh, it's really hard. And I said, well, there's always one person listening that's talking to us. Who's that? And someone raised their hand, ourselves, right? I said, yeah, what do you think it is? Thinking is nothing more than self-talk. And for some of us, we have a party in our head, and not that good type, a party in our head, where we got so many things of people who abused us, things from the past, our own self-doubt, our own fear, our own limited belief systems. That's really hard to listen to someone right in front of us. And so I truly believe that most people have good intentions. Most people are wanting to give advice, to offer suggestions that help people. And so today the question is broken or misled. Because, boy, I have an article in front of me that talks about, you know, what's going on in America today. And it's called The Desperate Cry of America's Boys. And it says, in response to this week's school shooting in Parkland, Florida, a man named Michael Ian Black, whom I've never heard of, but who apparently an actor and comedian, invited a conversation on Twitter that began with the following statement. Deeper even than the gun problem is this, boys are broken. And that's an interesting question. Today I want to pose it, broken or misled. And remember, I'm a leadership trainer. And so it always comes back to leadership. And these are not political issues. These are cultural issues. These are relational issues. Because, you know what, I could help you create all the wealth, all the success in business you want. But if your family's falling apart, if your kids are in drug rehab, if your kids are molesting people or in jail, if your kids are gunned down at school, I got to be honest with you, your work life isn't going to be that important. Trust me, when someone's going through a divorce, that employer is getting a half of employee. How can that person's personal life be ripped apart and then they think that that person's at work giving 100%? No, they're not. It's impossible. Their life's falling apart. The love of their life walked out on them or cheated on them, or everything they believed, everything they had held up is now being shattered. You really think you're getting a full person? Absolutely not at all. And that's why I know, I believe, that when you can improve the person, you improve their performance. And when you improve their performance, you improve all relationships, both business and personal. But you got to know that people are worn out. And so this is from USA Today. My wife sent this to me. This is the title. No, it's not just you. Everybody's exhausted. And no, it's not getting better. And the article goes on to say this. The chaos of life and its collision with technology and tragedy has more of us feeling drained, frazzled, and emotionally overrun. Put simply, we're exhausted. What's to blame? The list is long and growing, experts say. Wildfires, terror attacks, rising tensions with North Korea, racist rallies, political investigations in Washington, the nonstop barrage of presidential tweets, more and worse mass shootings from Las Vegas to Florida, a tsunami of sexual harassment accusations, the role of Russians in our elections, climate change, red state, blue state division, and not one, not two, but three of the worst hurricanes on record, including one that nearly blew Puerto Rico out of the Caribbean Sea. Put together, and it's understandable why exhausted Americans are limping along and running out of gas. Take a look at your friends and families. How many do you know who are sleepless with worry? Bleary-eyed from watching our favorite and too often partisan cable news outlets as pundits explain, blame, and offer everything but what we want, more sleep and stress-reducing solutions. And so today we're going to pose the question, broken and misled. And I'm going to end this with a solution. How do we take children? How do we take young leaders? How do we take little people? With those little people are your employees, are people you manage, are college students you're mentoring, or they're actually your children. And I'm going to give you 6 steps from a great article I found. 6 steps, it says, to turn boys into honorable men. And this is applicable for any person that you are leading. But first, I want to share with you a story. I love this story. It's called An American Executive in a Mexican Fishing Village. An American investment banker was at the pier of a small coastal Mexican village when a small boat with just one fisherman docked. Inside the small boat were several large yellowfin tuna. The American complimented the Mexican on the quality of his fish and asked how long it took to catch them. The Mexican replied, only a little while. The American then asked, why didn't he stay out longer and catch more fish? The Mexican said he had enough to support his family's immediate needs. The American then asked, but what do you do with the rest of your time? The Mexican fisherman said, I sleep late, I fish a little, play with my children, take siestas with my wife, Maria, stroll into the village each evening where I sip wine and play guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life. The American scoffed, I am a Harvard MBA and I could help you. You should spend more time fishing and with the proceeds buy a bigger boat. With the proceeds from the bigger boat, you could buy several boats eventually. You would have a fleet of fishing boats. Instead of selling your catch to a middleman, you would sell directly to the processor, eventually opening up your own cannery. You would control the product, processing, and distribution. You would need to leave this small coastal fishing village and move to Mexico City, then L.A., and eventually New York City, where you will run your expanding enterprise. The Mexican fisherman asked, but how long will this all take? To which the American replied, I don't know, 15 to 20 years. But what then? Asked the Mexican. The American laughed and said, well, that's the best part. When the time is right, you would announce an IPO and sell your company stock to the public and become very rich. You would make millions. Millions? Then what? Said the Mexican. The American said, then you will retire. Move to a small coastal fishing village where you would sleep late, fish a little, play with your kids, take siestas with your wife, stroll to the village in the evenings where you could sip wine and play with guitar with your amigos. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I love that story because, boy, that American, boy, he sure thought he was giving good advice. Boy, that American wasn't being mean. You know, it's our way or the highway. We know how to do things here in America. That American was giving that Mexican advice of how to live a good life, of what things need to take place. But the problem is, he was already doing that. He was already doing that before the advice. And ladies and gentlemen, today on Like It Matters Radio, we're considering the question, broken or misled. Everybody's tired. Everybody's worn out. You know, the thing is, you can ban all the guns in the world. You can ban all the knives in the world. You could ban all the poisons in the world. And you know what? Hurting people are still going to hurt people. And today we're going to go through, what is the solution? How do we fix this? How do we make it so our families are run well? Because, you know, we could have this great business. We can make a lot of money in the stock market. We could have these great plans for everything that we're doing. I could help you set incredible goals. But if your family life has fallen apart, if your kids aren't healthy, if your marriage is broken, you would come to me and say, man, I need help with my marriage. I need help with my kids. I need to send them to therapy. I need to spend a lot of money. Or you can just take a look at what needs to be done now, just like that Mexican fisher. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hi, this is Mr. Black. In order to grow into mature adults, we need food. If we are to grow in our relationship with God, we need the bread of life, Jesus Christ. Every day on wayofwarrior.blog, I share God's word and unpack its meaning so you can apply it in your daily walk and grow with God. If your desire is to grow into the likeness of Christ and be all he created you to be, go to wayofwarrior.blog and click the follow button to receive this daily sustenance. wayofwarrior.blog, that's wayofwarrior.blog.
Still need more of Mr. Black? Understand how your brain is wired with brain mapping. This innate intelligent profile will identify your personality and learning styles to help you maximize your potential. Transformational Leadership Awakening has changed the life of hundreds of participants and can change yours too. Mr. Black also does one-on-one life caddy work. If you want him to walk with you and help you be your dreams, then having Mr. Black as a life coach is the answer. Training is available on an individual basis and company-wide, all at LakeItMatters.net.
Did you know that 63% of homes contain allergens from cockroaches? And that mice spread potent asthma triggers found in 82% of homes? It's true. Common household pests are major offenders on the list of indoor allergens. Learn what you can do to help your family breathe easier. Visit PestWorld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America.
Is my kid in the right car seat? I guess she is.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear facing, forward facing. I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I've been to training put on by Tony Robbins and Zig Ziglar, but I've never walked away with a growth experience like I did with the Leadership Awakening.
Are you stuck in a rut? Have you leveled life's undulating line and flatlined your hopes and dreams? The time is now to attend Leadership Awakening with Mr. Black.
Not since my Ranger training in the U.S. Army have I been pushed to see and feel the abilities I have to live life to the fullest.
During this 3-day life boot camp, you will clean up your thinking and restart your heart, helping you have the passion and enthusiasm your life's been missing.
My heart was spiritually mended. I'm excited about living my life like it matters. By far the best 46 hours I've ever spent.
Graduates leave Leadership Awakening refocused with the biggest feeling of self-confidence and a renewed passion and enthusiasm for their business and their personal lives. Call now and commit to giving and getting more from life. 817-502-1554 or email me at mr.black@likeitmatters.net. That's mr.black@likeitmatters.net. Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters, inspiration, education, and application. Today on Like It Matters Radio, we're talking about broken or misled. You know, I led off with an article from USA Today that says, no, it's not just you, everybody's exhausted. And no, it's not getting better. And you know, exhaustion is a state of mind. You know, our physical body can be worn out for pushing it, but exhaustion is a state of mind. And I always tell this to people, everybody is working perfectly. And then people are stunned. Oh, no, you got to hear what I said, because a lot of you hear things that aren't being said and you don't hear what is being said. I didn't say anybody was perfect. Only there's one perfect, and he's not here with us in physical form. But we're all working perfectly. In other words, we are getting exactly the results we have programmed ourselves to get. And so if you don't like the results, change the approach. As you change the approach, you change the results. Remember, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. If you had a recipe for an incredible meal or an incredible item that is in the family, that's been passed down for 100 years, like the KFC chicken recipe, that recipe is the same thing every time. It is worked out. And if you put those same ingredients the same way every single time, you'll have the same exact outcome. To make that original recipe the same exact way, with the same ingredients, the same proportions, the same time, the same way, and expect it to be different was absolutely crazy. So if you don't like the special recipe, if you don't like what's coming out of the output, change the ingredients, change how you put them together, change the proportionality of them, and you change what you're getting. You need to get this. The greatest asset of any team is not your logo. It's not your copyrights. It is the hearts and minds of your team. You got to get this. Even with companies like Coca-Cola, even though they're the best-known company in the world, their Coke has a secret formula. I'm going to tell you right now, the greatest asset of Coca-Cola Enterprises and Coca-Cola Incorporated is not the secret formula of Coca-Cola. It is the hearts and minds of their people. It's their business strategy. It's their mindset. It's the corporate culture that keeps it going for hundreds of years. And so in response to last week's shooting, or 2 weeks ago, Suzanne Venker at Fox News wrote an article. She talked about this guy named Michael Ian Black, who opened a conversation on Twitter that began with, said that boys are broken. And in this article, she goes on to say this is absolutely 100% true. Unfortunately, she says, Black quickly veered off course. Men don't have the language, this is what Black said, to understand masculinity as anything other than some version of a caveman because no language exists. This is what Black says. The language of masculinity is hopelessly entwined with sexuality and the language of sexuality, hopelessly entwined with power, agency, and self-worth. You know, the sad part about it is we want to address this with only one eye open. Because we're not going to go to MTV and look at the music videos. We're not going to look at gangster rap or hip-hop and look at the objectification of women, or even someone like Beyonce bouncing her butt around and talking about herself like, put a ring on it. Put a ring on it. If you're going to sleep with it, if you're going to do it, then put a ring on it. I would never talk about a woman as an object like that. And yet, here we are. We don't want to talk about the real issue. We want to pretend it's something else. We want to tackle guns. Guns don't kill people. I know people don't like to say that, but hurting people hurt people. You know, the hearts and minds of our people, that's what we need to deal with. The heart is the emotional involvement, the brokenness, the passion, the desire. Why do people get up every day, do what they do, and go through life and do the way they do? A lot of people, let's be honest, are in survival mode. They're so tired. They're so worn out. And that's why I say as leaders, our greatest asset, our greatest commodity is hope. That's why I do what I do. That's why I do my 2.5-day intensives. That's why people pay me $2,000, they go in my class, and I put them through the ringer. I squeeze them. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're just like a sponge. When we get squeezed by life, the only thing that comes out of us is what's in us. And we put all this sexuality in us, all this hatred, all this bitterness, all this anger. When we get squeezed by life, what do you think is going to come out of us? In this article by Suzanne Venker, she goes, Mr. Black is Mr. Ian Black, is not the first to attack masculinity and suggests it's the root of all evil. Indeed, the phrase toxic masculinity has become boilerplate language in America. Matter of fact, let's be honest. In today's college campus, there's only one drug illegal. You can do any drug you want. It's okay. Except testosterone. You know that. Testosterone is basically banned on college campuses. It says, the article goes on to say, it's not a hard sell either. After all, it is boys and men who are typically blamed for violent acts of aggression. Ergo, testosterone, the defining hormone of masculinity, must be to blame. But testosterone has been around forever. Guns have been around forever. But school shootings have not. Mr. Black is correct that boys are broken, but they're not broken as a result of being cavemen who haven't evolved the way women have. They're broken for another reason. And he says right here is they are fatherless. Ta-da! Fatherless. The solution to male violence is not to spout off drivel about the evils of masculinity or gun control. Masculinity channeled well is the reason assistant football coach Aaron Feist died this week. Feist shielded students from bullets by pushing them inside a classroom. Broken homes or homes without a physically and emotionally present mother and father are the cause of most of society's ills. Unstable homes produce unstable children, writes Peter Hansen at The Federalist. He adds, on CNN's list of the 27 deadliest mass shootings in U.S. history, seven of those shootings were committed by young males since 2005. Of the seven, only one, Virginia Tech shooter Sheng-Hu Cho, was raised by his biological father. Do you get that? Of the 27 deadliest, of the seven worst ones committed by young men, only one. You get that? Life for Nicholas Cruz was no different. His adoptive father died when Cruz was very young. His adoptive mother had a difficult time raising him. America's boys are in trouble. There's a good book I'd highly recommend. It's by Warren Farrell called The Boy Crisis. Farrell's explanation of how masculinity can be a force for good or evil is enormously instructive. He says, without dads as role models, boys' testosterone is not well channeled. The boy experiences a sense of purposelessness, a lack of boundary enforcement, rudderlessness, and often withdraws into video games and video porn. At worst, when boys' testosterone is not well channeled by an involved dad, boys become among the world's most destructive forces. When boys' testosterone is well channeled by an involved dad, boys become among the world's most constructive forces. The solution to male violence is not to spout off drivel about the evils of masculinity, as he said. The same instinctual response of testosterone occurred at an Aurora, Colorado movie theater in 2012. When three young men, did you hear that? Men, John Blunk, Matt McQuinn, and Alex Teves died shielding their girlfriends. To be sure, there will be those who will continue to blame masculinity and the NRA for the recent bout of school shootings. But amidst their chatter of voices of reason who know all too well, either from firsthand experience or because they're simply paying attention, that the reason boys are broken goes far deeper than policies or politics and requires us to look at things we'd rather not. That's hard, but harder still is waking up to the deaths of yet more innocent children. How many kids will have to die before we get it? And ladies and gentlemen, that's the key. This is from an article. This is from back in 1965. Daniel Patrick Moynihan wrote this in 1965. Quote, from the wild Irish slums of the 19th century, eastern seaboard to the riot-torn suburbs of L.A., there's one unmistakable lesson in American history. A community that allows a large number of young men and women to grow up in broken families dominated by women, never acquiring any stable relationships to male authority, never acquiring any set of rational expectations about the future, that community asks for and gets chaos. Think about that. Remember in math, this was from the book of Standing Tall. It said, remember the lowest common denominator? Remember in math, the lowest common denominator? You remember that. It's the single most important principles to successfully working fractions. It is also very effective in working fractures, he goes on to say. Fractured children, fractured family, becomes a fractured nation. I believe that if you look in this book, it says this. I believe that if you look at every major pressing social issue in this country, whether it's teenage pregnancy, child abuse, drive-by shootings, teenage suicide, or the divorce rate, and reduce each of these problems to its lowest common denominator, you will find in each case the same root cause, lack of male leadership. With every major social problem in America, somewhere and in some way, a father has failed to give leadership to his family. That's the root cause of every pressing social issue in this country. The deterioration of our culture has accelerated dramatically because fathers who are willing to lead are in the minority, and that's the lowest common denominator. And ladies and gentlemen, we can change this. This goes back to leadership. Broken or misled. You know, misled, think about it as a verb. Means to lead or guide wrongly, lead astray. Says to lead into error of conduct, thought, or judgment. Says to be misleading, tend to deceive. But let me give you the word lead. It says to go before or with, to show the way, conduct or escort. To conduct by holding and guiding. To influence or induce, to cause. Don't you hear it? It's a leadership issue that we're being misled. Our kids are being misled. But let me give you the word broken, because I don't think they're broken. I think we have everything we need to create the ideal life for ourselves. I believe that with all my heart. That's why I do what I do. That's why I go to likeitmatters.net. Let us clean you up. You know, if you got a sponge and you squeeze it out and Coca-Cola comes out of it, you got to believe you put Coke in it. If you got a sponge and you squeeze it out and Red Hawaiian Punch comes out of it, you got to believe you cleaned up Red Hawaiian Punch. When life squeezes us, the only thing that comes out of us is what is in us. And that's why it's a hearts and mind issue. What do we put in our hearts? What do we put in our minds? What are the things that we think about over and over and over? Because you know what we believe, ladies and gentlemen? We believe what we tell ourselves over and over and over. So if you don't like the results, change the approach. As you change your approach, you change the results. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a solution here. And it's us. It's changing our hearts. It's changing our minds. It's shutting off the narrative, the bitterness of the stations like CNN and MSNBC. Stop feeding yourself with so much hate. Because when life squeezes you, if there's hate going into you, what do you think's coming out of you? We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Did you know approximately 980 Minnesotans will be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer this year? Only 88 will live to see the year 2022. These are not simply statistics. Every one of those diagnosed represents someone's mother, father, sister, brother, colleague, or friend. Pancreatic cancer is the world's toughest cancer, with a 5-year survival rate of just 9% in the U.S. The Pancreatic Cancer Action Network is determined to improve patient outcomes today and double survival by 2020. But we need your help. We are the only organization with a nationwide grassroots army, inspiring over 1 million people to take action and accelerate progress in the fight to end pancreatic cancer. We must do more and demand urgent action to save lives. Find out how you can join the fight by visiting pancan.org. That's PANCAN.org. PANCAN.org.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When I attended the Leadership Awakening workshop, I didn't know what to expect, but I was open. The tools taught at Leadership Awakening helped me discover things about myself that were holding me back from being all God created me to be. Providential? That word coins these life-changing classes because I now realize there are works God has already created for me to walk in, and these workshops helped me to see this more clearly. I received practical insights that I am already applying to be a more focused businesswoman, influential mom to my 2 teenagers and 8.5-year-old son, and patient and passionate wife. I got rid of a lot of clutter in my head. BS, they call it, belief systems that were not serving me. If you want to know what it means to empower others instead of trying to control them, if you want to build a productive team in 2 days, if you want to press the reset button in your life and give yourself a fresh new beginning, then do yourself and your family a favor and attend the next Leadership Awakening. It's time the giant in you comes alive.
Go to likeitmatters.net to find out more about Leadership Awakening workshops. That's likeitmatters.net.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, Like It Matters, inspiration, education, and application. Today on Like It Matters Radio, we are talking about broken or misled. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it is a heart and mind issue. The hearts and minds of our people, that's what gets us what we get. And by the way, if for some chance you just stumbled on this radio show, you're like, dude, who's that guy on the radio? What's he talking about? I've never heard anything like this. Of course you haven't. That's why at the beginning of the show, they say the views expressed by this radio show may not be the views. Because you know what? It's time we start challenging the world's thinking. It's time we start challenging what Zig Ziglar calls some of this stinking thinking out there. Unless we truly start changing the way we're thinking. What's different in America today is what we think. what we think about family, what we think about God, what we think about the founding fathers, what we think about our brothers and sisters, what we think about homosexuality, what we think about abortion, what we think about. Think about it. If you just go back 30 years, it's like we're in a foreign country. We think totally different. All these words have been redefined, pro-choice, pro-life, all that stuff is different. And boy, when you truly want to change your world, my friend, you must change your thinking. But be careful of the change you get. We were promised some hope and change a few years back. And a lot of people got left with change that they didn't want, that they don't like, that is not serving them or this country well. And so if you just stumbled on this radio program, you got to know you can listen to this show and all archived messages. We have a few months of archived messages. Just go to likeitmattersradio.com, likeitmattersradio.com, and there you will find all of our archived messages. Now, we are a local radio show in some states, but nationwide you can be heard on iHeartRadio. So we're live every day, Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and replayed from 5 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on iHeartRadio. Just go on iHeartRadio, query Wellness Radio 1570. That's our association with Twin Cities Wellness Radio. And you can listen to us. We are proud to announce our brand new local city. We are in the beautiful city of Richmond, Virginia. So honored to be a part of the community there in Richmond. And you can listen to us from 6 to 7 p.m. every single evening in Richmond, Virginia on AM 1290 and FM 103.3. In St. Louis, we're part of the local community there as well. You can listen to us from, 7 to 8 p.m., 7 to 8 p.m. on Praise 95.1 FM and 1260 AM. And, of course, our home base, our launching pad, my amigos, are right there in the beautiful Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. And there you can listen on the local radio dial on AM 1570. And today we're talking about broken or misled. And I'm going to tell you right now, people are just being misled. Misled, that's all that's going on. And misled, I want you to get that word, because a lot of people think of misled, they're being told something different. Yeah, that's appropriate here. But misled is also, if we're talking about leadership, misled is to lead or guide wrongly, to lead astray. Mislead is to lead into error of conduct, thought, or judgment. Don't you hear it? That's why we're being misled. We're having some stinking thinking. We're so busy wrapped up in feeling sorry for ourselves. I mean, the focus, let's be honest, is hatred, bitterness, covetousness, right? Victimhood. I cannot believe that America is such a victim. I mean, we've become this victim country. And yet all we can do now is focus. And yet we're so hateful, right? But we're allowed to hate. As long as we hate Trump and hate anybody that's a hater, right? I just pull up my email right here. And so there's three articles. I shoot myself articles all the time, so I'm listening to the headlines. So here, U.S. Olympian Gus Kenworthy questions Ivanka Trump's closing ceremony appearance. So she said, what the F, he said, is she doing here? Now, here's a guy that hates people who don't accept his lifestyle being gay. Whether you like it or not, his sin, just like my sin, is between me and God. His sin is between him and God. But boy, they get so mad if you don't agree with their lifestyle. That's never been agreeable up until recently. I mean, the Bible says it's wrong, all that. Not wrong or right. I'm just saying what the good book says. It's not my opinion. It's the Bible's opinion. And yet, if someone doesn't agree with him, he's okay to hate them, and they have no right to be anywhere. This one from Yahoo Sports. American bobsledder defends daughter's moment with Ivanka Trump. I guess one of these bobsledders, Ivanka Trump was there and hang out with his daughter, and he was so impressed that she wouldn't do that. And then people on Twitter are attacking this guy. How dare you have your daughter with that woman? And then here's another one. Fox News, bobsledder Lauren Gibbs fires back at critics who slammed her for photos with Ivanka. See, again, you got to hate. You got to hate. And if you don't hate, they hate you. If you don't hate the right things, and don't you get it? Who cares who you voted for? No, Ken, this is not politics. This is sanity. At some point, we got to stop with all the hate. Because when life squeezes us, what do you think's going to come out of us? It's a sponge. The only thing that can come out of the sponge is what's in it. And boy, this hatred, this toxic belief system, the toxic thoughts, forget toxic masculinity. We want to focus on that. How about toxic thoughts? This is from Dr. Caroline Leaf's book. says 75% to 95% of the illnesses that plague us today are a direct result of your thought life. Are you hearing this? What we think about affects us physically and emotionally. It's an epidemic of toxic emotions. She says the average person has over 30,000 thoughts a day. 30,000 thoughts a day. Through an uncontrolled thought life, we create the conditions for illness. We make ourselves sick. Research shows that fear all on its own triggers more than 1,400 known physical and chemical responses and activates more than 30 different hormones. There are intellectual and medical reasons to forgive. Toxic waste generated by toxic thoughts causes the following illnesses: diabetes, cancer, asthma, skin problems, allergies, to name a few. Constantly controlling your thought life and start to detox your brain. Ladies and gentlemen, I met the enemy and he's living in my shorts. We got to stop with all this toxic hatred. I've never seen a time in the world where it's okay. We condone our own hatred, but yet we condemn everybody else's. We are such hypocrites. And it's time we stop being so hypocritical. If hate is bad, why do we condone our own hate and criticize everybody else's? It's like these two gay Olympians. All they did was attack Mike Pence, trash him the whole time. Now, how is that bringing anything to their cause? Whether you agree with homosexuality or not, boy, I would just turn around, well, you know, I don't agree with his lifestyle. He doesn't agree with my lifestyle. I guess you can decide. But to trash a person who trashes your lifestyle, how do you make yourself any better than that person? She goes on to say, Carolyn Lake goes on to say, medical research increasingly points to the fact that thinking and constantly controlling your thought life is one of the best ways, if not the best way, of detoxing your brain. It allows you to get rid of those toxic thoughts and emotions that can consume and control your mind. Change in your thinking is essential to detoxing your brain. Consciously controlling your thought life means not letting thoughts rampage through your mind. It means learning to engage interactively with every single thought you have and to analyze it before you decide either to accept or reject it. We've got to be a steward of our mind's eye. We got to be aware of not only what we think about, what is the narrative we ought to play over and over? And why and how do we lead people? And how do we take control of that thought in our head? I met the enemy and he's living in my shorts. If other people did to us what we do to ourselves, we would kill them. We'd never be around people like that. But our body releases 63 known chemicals. And those chemicals are released based on three things. Number one, what we're thinking about. Number two, our breathing. And number three, our physiology, specifically our eye placement in relation to said physiology. And based on that, our body releases chemicals. And you know, our thoughts will dry our bones. That's a proverb. Our thoughts will dry our bones. You know what else dries our bones? Nuclear bombs. In Hiroshima, Nagasaki, there were people that are vaporized. There was no genetic material found on someone's people. When that bomb landed, it vaporized people. There was no DNA. There were no fingerprints. There was no dust. They were vaporized. There's no record of them at all. Our thoughts can do the same thing. You know, 60 million Americans are struggling with depression. And a majority of depression falls in a category called situational depression. And do you know what causes situational depression? Our self-talk. Our self-talk. And if you think about it, all this self-talk, all this bitterness, all this hurt, whether you're talking about Nicholas Cruz or Michael Brown, whether you're talking about the Black Lives Matter rallies, or you're talking about these hurting people going out there killing other people, you can all trace it back to our bitter root. You can trace it back to strife, to the narrative in our head that life's not fair, that I'm being treated poorly, that there's no hope, that there's no option. You know, hope, that's why I say for a leader, hope is our number one commodity. Because hope gives people a reason to do something different than now moment. Hope means no matter what's going on today, tomorrow can be better. And the antithesis of that, hopeless and helpless, depression, is this. Our life sucks today. Tomorrow will be no different. And when people don't have hope, they'll take someone's life for $5. See, we're a great martial artist. We block and we attack. And when you understand the world is full of hurting people, the world is full of hurting people. I mean, look, when Billy Graham died, one of the editors for Teen Vogue magazine, sent out there that there's a special place in hell for Billy Graham. What is she talking about? I would long to be as good of a man as Billy Graham was. Billy Graham wanted hope for everybody. And yet here's this woman that people give voice to. I won't even say her name because why give her credence? And she says Billy Graham, one of the most loving people, put his life on the line for everybody else. Is there's a place in hell for him? Boy, if that's what you call hell, boy, your heaven's going to be a long, 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 long miserable existence. I'm going to tell you that right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today about hearts and minds. We're asking the question, are boys really broken or are they just being misled? Is there something that we can do to change this? And I'm going to tell you yes. And after the break, we're going to go into six steps to taking boys and turn them into honorable men, to take young women and turn them into honorable leaders, to take anybody. And these six steps will help them truly get control of what's going on in their head and their heart and truly live their lives in a positive way and make a difference on Like It Matters Radio.
Yes, I did it. Thank you, Mr. Black.
Are those your grades for this semester?
They sure are. All A's and one B.
But what about your learning disability and your struggles in school?
Not since I got my brain map done at Like It Matters. I now know how I best learn and the unique way that God made me. No more learning disability.
You are unique. Nobody has your fingerprints and nobody is wired exactly like you. We now have the ability to show you God's fingerprints for your life through yours. The unique print on each of your fingers is a duplicate of the neural pathway in that corresponding lobe of your brain. With our exclusive brain map, we can capture your fingerprints and give you a 35-page map of your brain, your gifts, talents, and innate resources. This information is the key to unlocking your God-given potential and truly living your life like it matters. If you're ready to maximize the potential you were created with, email Mr. Black at likeitmattersradio.com or call 817-502-1554.
So you've been exploring solutions for your hair loss. You've seen ads from the national chains. You've researched the alternative products that cost a fortune, but there seem to be no guarantees. So here's good news for you. This is Dennis Prager. Go to IneedMoreHair.com and see what their hair transplant specialists are doing for men and women like you. The consultations are free. Their doctors have given patients in Hollywood and worldwide a full head of hair. They can do the same for you. You'll see a more confident reflection of yourself. In fact, they guarantee your results in writing, and their prices are some of the best in the business, as low as $3 per graft. So stop searching and go to IneedMoreHair.com. You have nothing to lose. Call their office in Eagan for your free consultation. IneedMoreHair.com. Experience you can trust, prices you can afford. Get the permanent solution to your hair loss at IneedMoreHair.com.
I've been to training put on by Tony Robbins and Zig Ziglar, but I've never walked away with a growth experience like I did with the Leadership Awakening.
Are you stuck in a rut? Have you leveled life's undulating line and flatlined your hopes and dreams? The time is now to attend Leadership Awakening with Mr. Black.
Not since my Ranger training in the U.S. Army have I been pushed to see and feel the abilities I have to live life to the fullest.
During this three-day life boot camp, you will clean up your thinking and restart your heart, helping you have the passion and enthusiasm your life's been missing.
My heart was spiritually mended. I'm excited about living my life like it matters. By far the best 46 hours I've ever spent.
Graduates leave Leadership Awakening refocused with the biggest feeling of self-confidence and a renewed passion and enthusiasm for their business and their personal lives. Call now and commit to giving and getting more from life. 817-502-1554 or email me at mr.black@likeitmatters.net. That's mr.black@likeitmatters.net. Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters, inspiration, education, and application. I'm your blessed radio host, your radio life caddy, and you can call me Mr. Black. And I would love to hear from you. Email me at mr.black@likeitmattersradio.com. M-R-B-L-A-C-K at likeitmattersradio.com. If you ever want any things I share on the radio, I can share those with you. If you want to just tell me how great and how much you enjoy the radio station, would love your encouragement. If you want to get some information, our incredible training at likeitmatters.net, let me know. 2 days with me, I can guarantee you, will change your life forever. You just got to step over the line and make the commitment. Avail and commit, leader. Go to likeitmatters.net. And please, if you do Facebook, please like us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/LIM radio. And if you're into things of God, I do a daily blog where I address the leader, the warrior, and the conduit in every single person. And I send out the word of God and then give you some hands and feet on how to apply it. All you got to do is go to wayofwarrior.blog. There's no the there. wayofwarrior.blog. If you go to the very bottom, it says follow. If you hit that little button, you could put in your email address. And every morning, I do it 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I send it. It'll email it right to you. And so I want to close out this show called Broken or Misled, talking about the situation with our young men in this country. And I got this great article from Frank Miniter from Fox News about how to turn boys into honorable men. These six steps are a start. And he says, quote, "Welcome to the lost boy generation. Only a few have shot up schools, but too many are failing out of them. The left side of the American political spectrum blames toxic masculinity for this, a term they defined as anything fist-pumping macho. The left solution, if you believe recent essays in the New York Times and so on, is to have boys act more like women." Oh, my gosh. But that's true. I never thought about it. "They say a masculine upbringing creates monsters, as they conveniently forget that more boys than ever are being raised without fathers in their homes." Don't you get it? More boys are being raised without fathers just around the influence of women and boyfriends, of people who these women are sharing their bed with. You want to see what the number one cause of molestation and abuse is? Look it up. It's a man in the home who's not the father. These women are out there sharing their bed and, you know, taking care of their own needs, if you will, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And then their boyfriends or the person they're sleeping with is abusing their kids, molesting their kids. You know, it happens so often. Nothing else even comes close. "They say a masculine upbringing creates monsters, as they conveniently forget that more boys than ever are being raised without fathers in their homes. They also don't appreciate the cultural fallout from Hollywood presenting the male role model as Archie Bunker, Al Bundy, Homer Simpson, you know, the pop culture joke. They refuse to appreciate that modern feminism has purposely done all it can do to kill gentlemen." You can't open a door for a woman anymore. You can't do any of this stuff because now you're being sexist. I love to open a door for a woman. I love to pick up heavy things for a woman. But now it's insulting. What happened to chivalry? What happened to being a gentleman? To those on the left who consider manliness to be a synonym for sexism, male hubris, mansplaining, and the like, I ask, is a man or a boy who is so insecure he has to prop up his own ego by putting down women really manly? And he goes on to say, obviously not. He says, all real rites of passage have moral codes as their foundation, as without them, the change isn't lasting. The thing is, there's a practical and time-tested way to turn boys into upstanding men. Cultures across the world have developed these same steps, albeit often with wildly different rituals. Now, by the way, I want you to know that these six steps, even though it's talking about for boys, as I read through these are great for leading anybody. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. I don't care if you're a little kid or a grown kid. It doesn't matter. These six steps. And by the way, this whole lie about masculinity and the brokenness, I want to read you the Navy SEALs. I don't think you'd consider anybody more masculine than Special Forces, the Navy SEALs. This is their mission statement. This was written by Mark Devine, NavySEALs.com founder. He says, in times of war or uncertainty, there's a special breed of warrior ready to answer our nation's call, a common man without uncommon desire to succeed. He says, forged by adversity, he stands alongside America's finest special operations forces to serve his country, the American people, and protect their way of life. I am that man. He goes on to say, my trident is a symbol of honor and heritage bestowed upon me by the heroes that have gone before. It embodies the trust of those I have sworn to protect. By wearing the trident, I accept the responsibility of my chosen profession and my way of life. It is a privilege that I must earn every day. And this is my favorite part in here. And tell me what's missing in today's America is this type of statement. Quote, I serve with honor on and off the battlefield. The ability to control my emotions and my actions regardless of circumstance sets me apart from other men. Uncompromising integrity is my standard. My character and honor are steadfast. My word is my bond. Boom. That's it right there. That's what we need. People who know who they are. people that know why they're here. That's what I talk about over and over. That's why you need to go to my training. Not so you can listen to this radio show, so you can live a life that honors who you are and why you're here. So you can have a list of values. And you know why you get up each day, do what you do, go home at night, get up the next day and do it again and again and again. So here are six steps in helping someone truly be the person, the leader they were called to be. Number one, help them choose and chase an ideal. So powerful. He goes on to say, no transformative rite of passage can begin until a boy or a girl, for that matter, sees an archetype that they want to be. You know, leadership's a loop. Permission, example, and culture. PEC. This is from Black, not from the article. Permission. We live our lives. The way we live our lives, we give other people permission to do the same. People are growing up with permission to abuse or to love. People are growing up with the permission to walk out or stay committed. People are growing up with the, don't you see it? It's a picture. It's an example. A picture is worth a thousand words. It's an ideal. Think about the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. That's what they were formed for. And now we can't have Boy Scouts for boys. We have to let girls in there. And not a lot of boys want to be in the Girl Scouts. It's just silly. We got to stop all this crap. And at some point, good people got to stand up. You might want to read, Weissel's comment. You know, they came for the trade unionists, but I wasn't a trade unionist, so I didn't say anything. They came for the communists, but I wasn't communist, so I didn't say anything. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to speak truth to these lies out there. Few parents appreciate the human element of making this a who instead of a what. Today, we're often taught to do different things as we search for a calling. When a boy finds something or a girl finds something that pleases them, he's supposed to simply do that. They're not tasked to understand what they're chasing. This is an almost impossible thing to accomplish. They got to have an ideal. That's why mission statements, vision steps are so important. Why do you get up each day, do what you do, go home at night? We got to get people beyond themselves. Number two, don't save people from fear. All real rites of passage have scary things in them to overcome. That is why video games and other alternative realities can never really build character. They're not real. Remember, fear is false evidence appearing real. And fear is a snowman. It's a straw man. It doesn't exist. Once you function in the zone of fear for a while, it disseminates. It goes away. It's like a dandelion. It's not real. The only power it has is the power that we give it. So you can't save people from fear. Once people learn how to overcome, once they learn how to function at a high level in the zone called fear, it becomes a new comfort zone. But it takes practice, practice, practice. You can't rescue people. Stop rescuing your kids. Stop rescuing those people that you lead. Let them fail forward. Let them overcome. Number three, be a good guide. Our job as a leader is to guide, show the way, give them an example. A picture's worth a thousand words. Stand back and be emblematic of the role. Explain when they ask questions, the whys behind it, but let them discover. No matter how well you explain, they won't see or accept your point of view completely, and theirs is going to be different. Still, a guide's critical. We need to make sure we give people a good picture. People don't need another sermon. I say this over and over. They need an example. They need a picture. Number four, let them run the gauntlet. Whether they're wanting to be the next Derek Jeter or Neil deGrasse Tyson, the ideal they chase will take them into a gauntlet. It's hard work to earn these Boy Scout patches or Girl Scout patches. Hard work to learn to play the piano. Each real endeavor presents a gauntlet. People need to learn how to fail forward. If you're not as successful as you want to be, can I suggest because you haven't failed enough? We learn from our failures. We don't learn from our success. And number five, introduce a code. All real rites of passage have moral codes as their foundation, as without them, the change isn't lasting. That's why Boy Scouts have a code. Girl Scouts have a code. That's why the Navy SEALs have a code. That's why the Green Berets have a code. It's your creed. That's the power of a mission statement. That's the power of knowing who you are, why you're here, and where you're going. And lastly, let them go. People learn by doing. They're not going to learn by some book. They're not going to learn by some conversation. Yeah, those are important. Those build up. Those build foundation. Those allow us to build on things. But they learn in the battle. And that's why our training is done 100% experiential. It's leadership in motion. You can listen to all the great orators talk about self-confidence. It's not going to give you self-confidence. You can read the greatest book on self-confidence. You're not going to get self-confidence. You're going to get it in the fire. A wise man will stumble seven times. A righteous person will stumble seven times and get back up. But the wicked will stumble into ruin. You are under construction on the Like It Matters Radio Network. I am Mr. Black, helping you to be more hopeful about your future and reminding you, when you live your life like it matters, it does.
I was skeptical when I heard that your family bank could help me pay off my mortgage and get out of debt in under 10 years with my current income. Hi, my name is John. I'm a financial executive here in town. As such, I understand numbers. Using your family bank, my family will go from a $292,000 mortgage with 22 years remaining and $40,000 of additional debt to being totally out of debt, including the mortgage, in 9.8 years. We'll save $103,000. If you don't have a program which will get your family totally out of debt, including your mortgage, in less than 10 years just by redirecting your current cash flow, you need to talk with Daniel of Your Family Bank, who's right here in the Twin Cities.
Thanks, John. This is Daniel Altwig of Your Family Bank. My friend, there's no risk nor obligation to find out for yourself. Go to daniel.yourfamilybank.org, click on the Request tab in the upper right-hand corner, and leave your contact information. daniel.yourfamilybank.org. That's daniel.yourfamilybank.org.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.